Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I would like to thank you for taking the time out to tune in on this Monday, August the 17th, 2020. Once again, to allow me to share some information that I hope will empower you, motivate you to do what you need to do to prepare for what's coming next in this new so-called normal that we are undertaking at this moment due to the shutdown of the American economy and COVID-19, a pandemic that has killed thousands of people and sickened and hospitalized thousands and thousands of more people all over the planet. Today is a very special day. Today is a day that we want to pay tribute and honor to the late great Marcus Messiah Garvey, a man who was not included in our history books here in the United States of America, and probably throughout other countries on the planet. So I'm going to try to share a little bit about Marcus Garvey and his mission in life. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1897, I believe, was the date on August the 17th. And his father was a very learned man, so he had a very nice library in his home as he was growing up as a youth. So he was able to expand his knowledge base because he was able to read books written by many different authors. I believe that's what got him on his road to seeking the truth, which led him to basically become a foreman and a print factory at a very early age. And when the workers decided that they were not getting confiscated enough for the work they were doing by management, they went on strike. And he sided with the workers, lost his job. And so what he did was he set out on he traveled throughout South America, Central America, and on his journey found out that African people, black people, whatever you want to call yourself, people with melanin, and people of darker hue, were at the bottom of every social, economic, political area in life. Basically, we were virtually still in captivity from centuries of enslavement of our people. We were still struggling and suffering and being terrorized by those in power. So he set out to go to England, since Jamaica was part of territory of England, and so he was a citizen in England also. And on his journey there, he ran across some very intelligent African people who also educated him about the conditions in Africa and everywhere else. So on his journey back to Jamaica, he had a vision. And his vision was to create an organization to help empower African people all over the planet. So in 1914, the Universal Negro Improvement Association was created by Marcus Messiah Garvey. And the mission was to create a unified confraternity of black people all over the planet so that we could do for ourselves, create an economic, social, educational institutions, economic institutions, so we wouldn't have to depend on an alien race to provide for us our basic necessities in life. He taught us how to love ourselves and be proud of our great and glorious past that had been hidden from us for so many centuries because of the lies perpetrated by those who had us in captivity, working for free, building this nation, the United States, and other nations all over the planet. For those who do not know, the country of Brazil has the largest population of people of African descent outside of Africa, more than we have here in the United States. Because the transatlantic slave trade, the currents went from Africa to South America to Central America and North America. And that's how we ended up here. We were the last stop on that terrorized journey here in captivity. So Marcus Garvey formed the largest mass movement in our known history. Some say over 13 million members worldwide were part of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League. He had the Negro World newspaper, the Black Man magazine. We purchased boats so that we could have our own economic commerce so we could trade goods and services on a global scale. The powers that be want people to think that the boats were created for us. It was a back to Africa movement, but it wasn't in the sense that all African people moved back to Africa. It was a back to Africa movement intellectually, spiritually, economically, in all areas to discover that we are really African people. So for those who think that Garvey wanted all African people to move back to Africa, that was totally not true. But they wanted people to think that because a lot of us have been so conditioned to living here and have believed in all the lies, all the negative lies about Africa, and a lot of African people didn't want to go back there. So that alienated the organization. And one group in particular that was instrumental in bringing up trumped up federal charges against Marcus Garvey was the NCAACP, W.E. Du Bois and his boys, the integrationalists. Because Garvey knew that we needed to continue to be separated from these so-called people for us to establish our own foundation that we can build our own selves up so we wouldn't have to be dependent on somebody else to take care of us. He wanted to make a trip here to meet Booker T. Washington so that they could establish a university in Jamaica like they had here to teach us basic skills like bricklaying and agriculture so that we can build our own institutions. But Booker T. Washington passed away before he could arrive. So he still came, and he went on a journey to educate the black people here in the United States on what was really going on. So in 1920, Madison Square Garden, they had the Negro Convention, 30 days, where African leaders of all over the globe converged on New York City. And on that day, we adopted the Negro people's rights, and our universal flag of red, black, and green. So on the 13th of August, we celebrated 100 years of the red, black, and green. So why am I saying all this about Marcus Garvey when this is the Gold Cup Network and we really want to talk about gold? Well, because there's a missing ingredient in the black family, and that is generational wealth. Because every time we try to pull ourselves together and create our own, we come under attack by the powers to be. Rosewood, Tulsa, just to name a few of the cities that were bombed and destroyed by white people because they were jealous of the progress that we were making as a people, both socially and economically. And that continues today. It is so sophisticated now that most people don't even know that we're still at war for our survival and our true liberation. So what we want to offer you, everybody who has taken the time to listen to this, an opportunity to put your family back on a gold standard, to start saving in real gold bullion, which is real money. It's been real money for thousands of years. You see, a lot of us think that the U.S. dollar is real money, but it is not, people. If it doesn't store your labor, it's not real money. The only thing that can do that is gold. You have an opportunity here to open up a free Gold Savers account. There's a link that you can find here to register for free, or you can get back with a person who shared this with you. We are practicing group economics at the highest level. And Marcus Garvey said, God and nature made us who we are, and out of our own creative genius, we made ourselves who we want to be. Follow always that great law, and let the sky and God be your limit, and eternity your measurement. And he also said that intelligence rules and ignorance carries the burden. So I want to encourage you to open up some books. Read Race First. Read the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey. Read the Message to the People, A Course in African Philosophy by Marcus Garvey. Read Power and Economics by Dr. Claude Anderson. Read and educate yourself about what's going on and how we got here so we can find a way to get out of this condition that most of us are in on this planet. Learn about Marcus Garvey and the mission, the truth behind Marcus Garvey and the mission, and join us. The organization is still alive. If you want to learn more about the Prosser Truth, the Gabriel Walker Division 456 here in Richmond, Virginia, let me know, so we can reactivate this great division here in Richmond, Virginia, so that we can educate the people on what we really need to do to get from under the foot of those who want to keep us down and dependent upon a government that's about you, me, or anybody else. Right now, there are people being evicted from their homes. Millions of people have lost their jobs, and the worst is yet to come. We have a solution, because not only can you save in gold, but you can help other people do the exact same thing, and the company will pay you in cash and in gold for helping get people on the road to freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, location freedom, so we can do the things that we need to do to build up our great race to where it needs to be, so that we can take our rightful place in history and change this paradigm and honor in our planet that we live on. We'll be back here on Wednesday. Everybody be safe. Have a wealth-producing day. Ashe.